What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X, and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Scandal and Vice, or Sugar and Spice, it's naughty but nice with Rob.
Hello, 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 hello. Welcome to the Naughty but Nice Show. I'm your host, Rob Shooter. It is Friday, which means our dear friend Corey Andrew from InstinctMagazine.com is joining us. Hey, Corey, how are you?
I am well, thank you. Happy Friday, everyone. I feel good. Maybe it's the coffee. I don't know. I feel good.
You know what it might be? I can see on the Zoom, we record these podcasts every day on Zoom, I can see some photographs behind you, a new little look. It looks like a memory wall or an inspiration wall. What's going on, Corey?
Yes, my new wall of inspiration has photos from my phone that I never printed, a company called Mixtiles. They take them from your phone, you just send them off, and they print these wonderful resealable photos you can put on your wall and remove them and put them again, and awesome. And you're
I
on my wall
that.
Rob, you're
I
on
see,
my wall.
I see my face. I see Dorinda from The Housewives,
yes.
Some other celebrities up there too, and my mug as well, so thank you for including me. What's the name of the company again? What are they called?
Mixtiles. That's MIXTILES.com.
Oh, I love it. So I've got all these photographs on my phone and they just sort of sit there. I can just email them to Mixtile and they print them out and
amazing,
send them to me.
Amazing, yes. Yep, Rob, you do it from your phone. You upload them from your phone and like literally hit send. And honey, you get a box of amazing photos for your wall.
I love it. Well, you know I'm not good with technology, so that sounds perfect for me. Hey, let's jump into the show. We've got a ton of gossip. What time is it, my friends?
It is tea time.
So Naughty Nick Cannon, who I just adore, he makes me laugh. He's now admitting that he has a favorite baby mama.
Ooh.
Don't tell Mariah Carey. So Nick has made headlines recently about his personal life and the 7 children he's had in a very short span of time. So he was playing Plead the Fifth. I love that game with Andy Cohen. And Andy, cheeky Andy, asked, who's your favorite baby mama?
Ooh.
The audience began to chant, Plead the Fifth, Plead the Fifth. Don't say anything, you're only going to get in trouble. Nick looked into the camera and said, I got this. I ain't scared of you, Andy.
Oh.
My favorite baby mama is the next one. My past baby mamas could still be my next one. That's all I'm saying.
Oh my God. Can you imagine Mariah getting pregnant again by Nick at age 52 or whatever she is?
I can't imagine Mariah ever getting pregnant. It's not a thought. I don't. You know, she's such a fabulous diva. Do you think Mariah's laughing about this? She knows him well. They're still friends. Yeah. Or do you think she's like, I'm your favorite baby mama?
Yeah, well, I think that she knows she's in a whole other category. I mean, come on. She's Mariah Carey. So she's fine. She's totally fine.
She's Mariah Carey. Nick, I might have pled the fifth on this one. I'm not sure I would have said anything because you're going to get yourself in trouble. But you also made lots and lots of headlines. I've been watching his new show. It follows the Wendy Williams show. He's fun.
Yeah,
he's really
fun.
I didn't know, you might know this, Corey, because you're more of a musician than I will ever be. He's a real musician. He can sit down at a piano and he can play a song. It's not just mixtapes. Mm. He doesn't just rap along. Like, he's a real musician.
Oh,
I saw
wow.
him last night on Entertainment Tonight. And he underscored his interview sitting at a piano. And I was like, I had no idea Nick was such a talented gentleman. Which brings us, though, to our poll question of the day. Nick Cannon admits to having a favourite baby mama, and it's not Mariah Carey. Will she be livid? Livid! Will she be livid? Hey, go vote on our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob, or our Facebook page is Naughty Gossip. You can leave a comment there. And be sure to check back on Monday to hear your results. Corey Love, what are you working on?
Yes, well, Adele reveals which famous neighbors she's friends with.
Can you imagine?
Oh, my goodness,
yes. Can you imagine living next door to Adele?
I'm telling you, I would love it, though. I'm going to check her real estate section, like, tomorrow. But Adele has quite a few famous neighbors now. But the superstar has long been famous for keeping to herself.
Yeah, she's very private.
Yeah, she totally doesn't do the whole celebrity thing. But recently, while speaking to Rolling Stone magazine for her upcoming cover story, Adele revealed two surprising celebrities that she's befriended. Nicole Richie and Jennifer Lawrence. They sound fun, those two.
Yes.
But speaking about her friendship with the two celebrities, Adele says they humanized me because I had avoided talking to anyone that was ever famous in any capacity because I was like, well, I'm not famous. So she also goes on to say, I'm very British like that. We never spoke about work, which was amazing because most of the time when I catch up with someone, they want to know all about my work. And I'm like, I don't want to talk about that. Can we talk about something else? I'm knackered. I have to add knackered to my British. I was just going to say.
Knackered means tired, exhausted. It's a rude way of saying that. So if you're knackered, you're absolutely exhausted.
I have to bring that. Okay, I'm going to add that to my new British vocabulary. But she was speaking with Rolling Stone. And, you know, she's also said that she's got two secret social media accounts.
What?
One, this is so funny because one, she actually scrolls through like multiple feeds of interior design accounts and no one knows it's her. But the other one, she has a secret Twitter account where she keeps track of all the rumors being spread about her on the internet. Go, Adele. I love the stealthiness of that. But Rob, I want to ask you though, going back to what she says about being very British like that. Is that a British trait that you guys don't talk about work?
You never ask anybody, but I know when I'm in London because nobody asks me what I do. In America, it's the first question anybody asks me when I sit down in a bar or a dinner table. They're always like, what do you do for a living? In Britain, that's like the last question we ask. We're not that interested in what you do. We're more interested really in who you are. And so it is quite a difference. I do notice it. Also, Brits are taught to not brag too much. To be your own publicist is much more of a American phenomenon than a British. Obviously, it's something that I have managed to get past because I talk about myself constantly. I know. I do love this, and I do love, too, that she's on social media. Do you know how we're going to be able to find out her secret account? We've got to find an account that probably doesn't have a profile picture, that doesn't have a big name, that follows or is followed by Nicole Richie and Jennifer Lawrence.
Now we know
that they're her friends. They know. So it's everybody follows Jennifer Lawrence, everybody follows Nicole Richie, but look at who Nicole Richie follows.
And
I bet there's only like 10 or 20 people. Now match that up with who Jennifer Lawrence follows. And if they both follow an unnamed Twitter account, somebody without a profile picture, it's Adele, just saying. That's how you find them.
Didn't they pop up together, her and Jennifer Lawrence, like at a gay bar in New York like a year ago,
they danced on a stage?
They
went to see a drag queen. I spoke to her, Britta Filter. Hello. Britta Filter told me that Jennifer turned up at her little bar where she was performing, and she was with Adele, and they thought Adele was a drag queen. And Adele loved it.
I saw the pictures.
Yeah. And then they went to Club Cummings, which is yes. Alan Cummings' club. Mm-hmm. And the owner of the club, Danielle, told me they needed to pee. And there's only one little stall bathroom. So they went into the basement. And he claims that he saw Adele pee into a bucket.
I remember that story. Yes. Oh, my God.
Can you imagine that? He's still in the basement. I love it. I love it. Moving along, Lance Bass from NSYNC claims that he felt as if he was told to hide his sexuality. For years, Sir Lance knew he was gay at 5 years old, but as a teenager, he was in one of the biggest boy bands of all time, but he kept it quiet. He understood that that's what people around him actually wanted. So he said, being in the music business, nobody actually flat out said, listen, you're gay and you can't be gay. Nobody said that. But he said there was a lot of hints. There was a lot of red flags that people were constantly advising them to not talk about their personal life. And he knew what that meant. He meant keep being gay a secret. He also said, too, that even before he was out, he was often called the gay member of the band, which at the time was meant as a slur. And so he knew that he shouldn't ever mention this. But he did come out in 2006 on the cover of People magazine.
Yes.
Which he said was really, really liberating. It's wild to think this is not that long ago.
No. I've been through it. You know, I've been a recording artist for a long time. I've had every record label meeting you could have. And that was a part of me I was not willing to suppress. And it never worked out well because, you know, and you know, Billy Porter and I had some of the same circles. And we were both told, you know, you can't be a gay recording artist. And now the world has caught on to us, though, honey.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Thank goodness things have changed. Mm-hmm. Hey, Lance, this is a really inspiring story. You know, we've got to remember our history here, everybody. We've got to remember our history and make sure we don't make those mistakes again.
So
talking about mistakes, Matthew McConaughey is clarifying his stance on vaccinating children. What does he have to say?
Yes. Well, Matthew McConaughey says that the headlines that are currently circulating that say he's against kids being vaccinated are false.
False.
Yes, McConaughey, who is weighing a run for governor of Texas, has since clarified his position, and he says, when asked my opinion on the subject of children and vaccination mandates, I stated I couldn't mandate it for kids just yet, he wrote on Instagram. But what was not clear is that I was referring specifically to the 5 to 11-year-old mandate. So he continued, what is not true and insinuated with the clickbait headline since is that I am against vaccinating kids at all, and that is false. In fact, he goes on to share that his eldest 13-year-old son, Levi, is fully vaccinated for COVID-19. And he goes on to also say that he appreciates having our ear and making the clarity in his statement. So I'm glad that he actually made that clear.
I understand what you're saying. It's very tricky, though, because when you're famous, you're going to be asked these controversial questions. Like now, we are in a clickbait universe. And now people make money on the internet. Like, that's how I make my money on naughty gossip. And really juicy headlines get people to click. And the more people click, the more money you make. So everybody now, politicians, celebrity, TV hosts, anybody that has any sort of fame is going to be asked controversial questions. Now, you don't have to answer them. You can just say no comment. You can say no comment. Or you can say, my 11-year-old kid is vaccinated.
Yeah.
Remember this in life, and I used to tell this my clients when I was a publicist, just because you're asked something doesn't mean you have to answer it. So don't always answer questions you don't like. If somebody asks me a question I don't like, I tell them something else. Like, don't lie. But you don't have to answer questions. It's a big lesson in life. And quickly, before we get a break, Pete Davidson is saying that being surrounded by some of the funniest people on the planet at SNL made him feel like garbage.
Oh, my.
I know. So he was speaking with his friend Seth Meyers, and he said that being around those people was really, really difficult. He said he definitely felt like he was less funny than everybody else. And he went on to add that he actually felt like garbage. He said, quote, when you watch Kate McKinnon, Chloe Fineman, or Kenan Thompson do 100 million things, and you're like, oh, well, my line is, hi, everybody. He said, that makes you know your place. Have you ever been around people that are just so talented, that it makes you feel bad about your own gifts?
You know, I have to be honest, I thought about that a while back, and I have not, actually. I've realized early on that we all have our own unique gifts, so my voice is not going to be somebody else's voice, and we got to bring our own unique thing to the table. So no, I really have not ever felt that way.
Yeah, I feel inspired. I love being around really talented people. I do. Success is something that really turns me on. I love success. Mm-hmm. I love really, really talented people. And I don't feel like garbage around people that I know are wittier or smarter than or funnier than me. I'm inspired by them. Even as a young boy, though, I always hung out with the smarty pants. My sister Christine did not. Christine had to be the smartest person in the room, so she surrounded herself by people that were not really very smart. I mean, like, it wasn't that she was that smart, but she found people that were less smart. Now, I was the opposite. I always surrounded myself by people that were much smarter than me, and I never got jealous of them, and they didn't make me feel bad about myself. They made me feel inspired. Yes. Yeah, you. Do you like to be around people that are funnier, smarter, wittier than you? Or are you the sort of person, which is just fine too, that likes to be the top dog of your crowd? Mm. Think about that while we take a quick break, and we will be right back.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code. A lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
You can work from the road while turning your vehicle into a powerful high-speed data Wi-Fi hotspot with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. On a network that covers more roads than any other carrier, connect up to 10 devices and stream conference calls, finish up that presentation, or answer last-minute emails. Go to att.com/in-car Wi-Fi to see if you're eligible for a free trial today. Based on independent third-party data, always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Hey, welcome back to the Naughty Than I Show. I'm Rob Shooter with our dear friend Corey Andrew from InstinctMagazine.com. Hey, Corey, let's get to the polls. Da-da-da. Thank you very much, darling. So yesterday we talked about Britney Spears has revealed who is going to be designing her wedding dress. It's actually Donatella Versace. Ooh. So you know it is going to be fabulous. Wow. Are you excited to see the dress? Let's have a look. 65% said yes. Yay. I'm excited. I love a wedding dress. I do. I love a wedding dress. You don't have to be famous either. Any girl, any guy, anybody. On your wedding day, I want to see what you are wearing. I think the fashion for me is a big part of the wedding.
Of course, it really is, Corey.
I love it. I love that moment when it's revealed and they walk down the aisle. You're like, ooh, I love it. Talking about marriage, last night Paris Hilton got married and she posted a new picture in white. Her mother wore white to the wedding. I thought that was a faux pas. I know.
Yeah. Yeah, isn't that supposed to be like virginal, first of all? Like the whole white thing?
Let's start there, honey. Right. Anyway, congratulations to you, Paris Hilton. And don't forget to vote on today's poll. Go to our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob or our Facebook page, which is Naughty Gossip. You can leave a comment there and be sure to check back on Monday to hear your results. And now it's time for
our nicest of the day. Yes. Well, Ryan Reynolds overshares about his sex life with Blake Lively. So how's Blake? How are the kids? Jimmy Fallon asked Ryan, and this led a seemingly flustered Ryan to respond with, you know, they're all good. Blake's, hey, no personal questions, by the way. Blake is great. The sex is totally normal. And Fallon then chuckled at the apparent overshare and replied, I wasn't going to ask that. Hey, pump the brakes, Jimmy. I said no personal questions, and you're going right in on it, all right? Barbara Walters, take it easy. So Ryan was having a fun time there. But, you know, his wife, Blake, is very desirable to many.
Ryan's pretty desirable, too. They're just the most beautiful couple. And I love, I love, I love, I love that they make fun of one another. And I'm sure the sex is great as well. I'm sure about that. Okay, let's move along before I get myself in trouble. Now, our naughtiest of the day.
Naughty, naughty, naughty.
Jamie Lynn Spears is detailing how angry her dad got when it was announced that she was pregnant. So at 16 years old, Jamie Lynn Spears became pregnant. She said her father was really, really angry with her. Writing in her new memoir, quote, "My daddy and I stopped speaking and the tension was terrible." Jamie Lynn Spears says that many people would come up to her and encourage her to abort the pregnancy, but she refused and was also given the option of, quote, "going to a home for unwed mothers."
Ooh, that sounds like 1950s.
Doesn't it? She wrote in her memoir, quote, "Daddy and I fought, slinging words and tossing insults. He grabbed me by the shoulders and held on tightly in the hope of bending me to his will."
My goodness.
These excerpts from the new book are in People magazine. Now, ultimately, the pregnancy was announced on the cover of OK magazine. I was the executive editor when that issue came out, so I was very much involved in breaking this story. We knew Jamie Lynn was pregnant, and we went to her team and wanted to do an interview and a photo shoot, and we gave her a ton of money for doing so. And I've got to admit, her dad wasn't so angry when the check came. Let's just put it like that.
Oh,
I'm not saying that he was thrilled about this or this was on purpose. That's not the case at all. But they certainly knew how to make something that they felt was a bad moment into something that was very, very, very profitable. Also, too, do you know their only demand, or their biggest demand, is that we couldn't say Britney Spears on the cover. And we couldn't put a picture of Britney. Our initial cover that we mocked up and sent to them, they had cover approval. It said, "Britney Spears' sister, Jamie Lynn, pregnant."
That.
Yeah. And it had a huge picture of Britney, a big bubble of Britney at the top. And they were like,
Get
the name off. And it really became dramatic. We nearly pulled out of the cover. The owner of the magazine was like, "Nobody knows who Jamie Lynn Spears is." And back then, they really didn't. She was 16 years old, so she hadn't done that much. But yeah, everybody was talking about Britney.
Yeah.
And so the owner of the magazine was like, "I'm not going to write the check if we can't put Britney on the cover."
So what happened?
Ultimately, Britney came off the cover, but we did a ton of PR around it.
Okay.
And on the website, it was very much packaged as Britney's little sister.
Okay, yeah.
And every interview we talked about, it was Britney's little sister.
I mean, we got
around it, and the check cleared. That's all I'm saying. I probably said too much. Hey, let's quickly have a moment of Rob. You get a Rob. Stop beating yourself up and embrace where you are and where you are not in your life right now. We're all rushing. Where are we rushing to? It doesn't matter if you're rich or poor, famous or not. We're rushing to the same finish line, which is death. We're all going to end up at the same finish line. That's not something you want to rush towards. Slow down. Don't speed up. Slow down. But I was thinking about it and I was like, Why am I rushing around like
it's
a lunatic?
True. It's true. Yeah.
Like, you know, the richest guy in the world, the richest person in the world, and me are both going to end up at the same finish line.
Mm-hmm.
I was watching
the
marathon, and I was like, I wouldn't run. I'd walk, and I'd enjoy it. I'm not rushing to that. I don't want to rush to the finish line.
Yeah.
I want to stop in the cafes in all the neighborhoods. I'll have a croissant. I'll have a cup of coffee. I know that's not the point of the marathon, but I was thinking about the marathoner's life. Stop rushing through life. I find myself, and I don't know if this is a New York thing, I find myself running around town. I've got nowhere to go. I've got nothing to do today, but I'll run. Why am I running? Slow down.
Isn't that
down.
Funny? Yeah, that's a great point, Rob, because, yeah, we're all kind of like getting through it. We're not enjoying the journey along the way. We're missing the windows of opportunity because we're running towards the door. Right?
Slow down. Stop thinking of the next thing when I have drinks with friends tonight. Stop thinking about who I'm going to meet next and enjoy the people you're with.
Yes, yes.
It's
I love it.
It's such a lesson I've learned, and it's in the foreword answer, my new book, Don't Speed Up. Slow down slowly. Okay, that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening to The Naughty But Nice with Rob and Corey Show. Doesn't that sound lovely? Don't forget to subscribe on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen. Leave us a review if you can. They really help. And thank you to everybody that's gone over to Amazon.com and bought the book and left a review. We've got 35 reviews or so, and they're really, really nice. Thank you for doing that. It does make a difference. And remember, all together now, I want to hear you singing out loud. If you're going to be naughty,
you've got to be nice.
Take care, everybody.
Bye-bye, everyone.
It's Naughty But Nice.
Thank you so much. I didn't know that.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.